Outdoor workers in Maine endure wind, rain, snow, and cold, but many would say heat is the worst and the most dangerous. As Maine's summers get hotter, more focus is being put on preventing heat illness on the job. But as Peter McGuire reports, there are still no federal or state rules to keep workers safe in sweltering conditions.
Brittany Sisco clearly remembers the first time she got heat stroke on the job.
It was just another hot day to me. It was just another day where, man, I'm feeling sluggish. And I wrote it off like I didn't sleep right that night, or I overexerted myself the day before, so I was extra tired.
Before she realized there was a problem, it was too late. She says the episode completely drained her. It took a trip to the hospital and 3 days of rest to recover.
I didn't register the severity of what heat could do until I'm the one who tipped over.
These days, as a foreman at a solar farm under construction in Harrison, Sisco doesn't mess around. Water, rest, and shade are obligatory on her worksite. She hands out electrolyte packs and pink Himalayan sea salt to add to water. Sisco says the company she works for understands heat hazards, but that's not always the case.
I do not feel a lot of companies in the state take that as serious as what they need to, because heat stroke is just as bad as you breaking your hip, if not worse. Because once you get heat stroke, it seems like you get it every time thereafter.
Nearly 1,000 U.S. workers died from heat illness in the last 30 years, according to the Environmental Protection Agency. And Rebecca Lincoln from the Maine Center for Disease Control and Prevention says a review of state emergency room data indicates labor is a leading factor in heat illness. Lincoln says researchers digging into the numbers made some assumptions about what people were doing when they got sick.
People would be out running or playing sports or going on a hike or at the beach, and we do see a lot of that. But what we saw most of, among all the different risk factors that we were looking for, was working, that people were working when they got sick.
Further south, people acclimate to persistent heat, says Michelle King, a safety specialist at the Maine Department of Labor. In Maine, sudden temperature spikes like an intense June heat wave can stress people used to laboring in cooler temperatures.
We had, 50, 60 degree days, and then we had that one hot day that was just like off the charts. So acclimatizing people, you can't acclimatize to that one day.
Employers have a general duty to keep workers safe, but there are no specific protections for workplace heat. Federal regulators want to change that. A rule proposed last year would require employers to provide water, cooling areas, and other protections when the heat index reaches 80 degrees. King says that's a lower temperature than you might expect.
I don't think we recognize that threshold well in Maine, because when they say 80 degrees, they're not recognizing the fact that it could be 70 degrees, but if the humidity is high, it's making us hit the 80 degrees.
The federal rule is still pending, but Rod Stanley says heat hazard awareness is growing. Stanley works for MEMC, Maine's worker compensation insurer. He says claims for heat illness have skyrocketed from only a handful in 2018 to more than four dozen last year.
We tend to be pretty tight with sharing, any information around specific claims or, but I can tell you for certain it's the, it's the construction industry. It's the people that are out in the sun all day long.
At Brittany Sisco's job site in Harrison, it's just after 9 a.m., but the sun is blazing. We're at the start of a three-day heat wave with temps over 90 degrees. It's familiar to James Smith. He's setting up erosion fencing around a freshly cleared woodlot for a solar farm.
I used to work in Florida on roofs. I think I'll be all right.
He takes some common sense precautions to stay safe.
I take breaks when you need to. If you get dizzy, sit in the truck, AC, drink a lot of water. That's about it. Eat a lot of salt.
Ryan Martin works right alongside Smith.
I've had heat stroke and heat exhaustion several times. Part of the game.
Martin says heat ranks among the top workplace hazards, along with slips, trips, and falls.
I don't think it's recognized nearly as much as it should be.
Unless you got boots on the ground, then you don't have a clue.
For them, getting through the next few days means water, rest, shade, repeat. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Peter McGuire.